Good morning. Ballads and Banjos here from Radio Catskill every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m. with Sonia Hedlund. Beautiful music in the background to start out. Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles return into their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been here. Here comes the sun. The sun, and I say, it's all right. Sun, 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 here it comes. 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 Little darling, it seems the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. It's all right.
About a new world in the morning, new world in the morning, so they say. Now I myself don't talk about a new world in the morning, new world in the morning, that's today. And I can feel a new tomorrow coming on, and I since he was 20, I met that man when he was 81. He said, too many folks just stand and wait until the morning. Don't they know tomorrow never comes? And he would feel a new tomorrow coming on. And when he'd smile, his eyes would twinkle up and fall. So long, and I can feel a new tomorrow coming on. And I don't know why I have to make a
So starting out with Ballads and Banjos this morning, two really beautiful pieces. Here Comes the Sun by Kev Rowe and then Roger Whittaker, New World in the Morning. The rest of the show, two parts. The next will be selections of wonderful guitar music. Just a couple weeks ago, right here in Livingston Manor, there was a marvelous concert, a guitar player, thanks to the Chandelier Music Festival. So I put together a bunch of really fine guitar pieces, mostly Spanish. And then after that, I will have a selection of music about the Civil War, because I attended a marvelous play recently called The Civilities at the Franklin Stage Company, just across the little bit of a nice drive. I attended a marvelous play in Franklin, New York, in Delaware County. It was in a theater called the Franklin Stage Company. It's their 30th year. It's a free theater. You pay what you want. I think you'll really find the music absolutely wonderful about the Civil War, which was the subject of that play.
Thank you.
Wonderful guitar music. I hope you really enjoyed all those selections. There's just something rhythmic, and it makes you feel like you want to get up and dance and clap your hands like that. Those musicians were also playing. Here's what you listened to in this last segment on ballads and banjos. The first piece was Alfonsina en el Mar, and the musician was Fiorente Aguilar. And next, South American Suite number 7, Miguel Ayes and Elizabeth Cortina. Then finally, after that, Sonata Rey, Mateo Albanez, and then this last piece, Isaac Albanez, Suite Española number 1, Opus 47. Okay, the next set is going to be music inspired by a play that I recently attended in Delaware County, about 50 miles from here to this wonderful village of Franklin. They've had a public theater there for 30 years. This is their 30th anniversary, the Franklin Stage Company. They don't charge for tickets. They ask for a donation at the end. And they've had a marvelous run this last summer. They're closed now for the season. The play I saw was called the civilities. I really had heard a lot about the theater. I really knew nothing about the play. I was bowled over by the performance. The story was so gripping, the acting so fantastic. The play was written by Kyle Bass, world premiere production, directed by Gilbert McCauley, and there were two marvelous actors, Mitch Thibeau, who plays a 91-year-old man who was in the Civil War, and now the play is 1965, and he is long ago moved from the South, where he was a Confederate, and he settled in this area near Cornell University. The second actor, only two, Taj Senior, a woman, African-American woman. 1965, she had received a college degree from Cornell University, was working on a master's, and she was investigating what happened to Confederates who moved north. The end of the play is absolutely a blockbuster because I had no idea what was going to happen. And it inspired me to put together a whole playlist about songs from the Civil War. We're going to start out with Jacqueline Schwab. The piece is Battle Cry of Freedom. Then Up 18 North by the Krueger Brothers and Bonnie Blue Flag, Second South Carolina String Band.
We are a band of brothers, a native to the soil, fighting for our liberty with treasure, blood, and toil. And when our rights were threatened, the cry rose near and far, hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. As long as the Union was faithful to her trust, like friends and like brethren, kind we were and just. But now when Northern treachery attempts our rights to mar, we'll hoist on high the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. First gallant South Carolina nobly made the stand. Then came Alabama and took her by the hand. Next quickly Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, all raised on high the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Ye men of valor, gather around the banner of the right. Texas and fair Louisiana, join us in the fight. Davis, our loved president, and Stephen, statesmen are. Rally behind the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. And here's to brave Virginia, the old Dominion state, with the young Confederacy at length has linked her fate. Impelled by her example, now other states prepare to hoist on high the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Cheer, boys, cheer, raise a joyous shout, for Arkansas and North Carolina now have both gone out. And let another rousing cheer for Tennessee be given, the single star of the bonny blue flag has grown to be 11. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star. Then here's to our Confederacy, strong we are and brave. Like patriots of old, we'll fight our heritage to save. And rather than submit to shame, to die we would prefer. So cheer, cheer for that bonny blue flag, it bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah, hurrah for the bonny blue flag, it bears a single star. Hurrah, hurrah for Southern rights, hurrah.
Here's what you've been listening to in this first set about the Civil War. I started out with the Jacqueline Schwab, The Battle Cry of Freedom, an album of Civil War music. Up 18 North, that was with the Kruger Brothers, the title song. Just a bit of information about the Civil War and really what the death toll was. It's absolutely stunning. It was estimated that 1.5 million casualties were on the record, about 620,000 to maybe 750,000 people died. That means the soldiers who were wounded, killed, captured, or went missing. You really can't get the breakdown. For Union forces, some 360,000 soldiers died. 110 were killed in action, 110,000 or died from wounds. And in the Confederate side, it was about 260,000 soldiers. Terrible dysentery, typhoid, measles, crowded camps, and a great many amputations. It is true, war never really has a winner. Both sides always lose. More music from the Civil War.
Shall live to caress him while we breathe our evening prayer. When a year ago we gathered, joy was in his smiling eye. But a golden cord is severed, and our hope.
Vacant Chair by Kathy Mattea. Oh, the musicians, did you recognize Jay Unger and Molly Mason? I remember years ago over in Pennsylvania, they came and did a marvelous benefit for us, and they still are around here performing, wonderful musicians. Next, it will be Jamie Johnson, Divided and United is the album Rebel Soldier. Hard Crackers Come Again from the second South Carolina string band, and Wearing of the Gray. Both of those are by the same group, the second South Carolina string band. Sobering music from the Civil War. War does nothing to solve the problems.
Old Polly, it's for your sake alone. I've left my old father, my country, my home. I've left my old mother to weep and to mourn. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home. The grape shot and musket and the cannons lumber loud. There's many a mangled body, the blanket for the shroud. There's many a mangled body left on the fields alone. I am a rebel soldier, and far from my home.
poker, take our tin cups in our hands while we gather around the cook's tent door. Where dry mummies of hard crackers are given to each man. Oh, hard crackers, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the hungry. Hard crackers, hard crackers, come again no more. Many days you have lingered upon my stomach sore. Oh, hard crackers, come again no more. A hungry, thirsty soldier who wears his life away with torn clothes whose better days are o'er. He is sighing now for whiskey and with throat as dry as hay sings, hard crackers, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the hard crackers, hard crackers, come again no more. Many days you have lingered upon my stomach sore. Oh, hard crackers, come again no more. Thank you. Chickens far away. Oh, hard crackers, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the hungry. Hard crackers, come again no more. Many days you have lingered upon my stomach sore. Oh, hard crackers, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the hungry. Hard crackers, come again no more. Many days you have lingered upon my stomach sore. Oh, hard crackers, come again no more. Oh, hard crackers, come again no more.
On our land, and though we've yielded, we have proved ourselves a faithful band. We've fought them long, we've fought them well, we've fought them night and day, and bravely struggled for our rights while wearing of the gray. And now that we have ceased to fight and pledged our sacred word that we against the Union's might no more will draw the sword, despite the sneers of those who never smelt the fray, that we've a manly, honest right to wear in of the gray.
That we've a manly, honest right to wear in of the gray.
Our cannons' mouths are dumb no more, our volleyed muskets peal, nor gleams to mark where squadrons rush the light from flashing steel. No more our cries
crossed and starry flags in gentle dalliance play, with battle breezes when we fought awareness of the gray. No, we are men, though overpowered by numbers in the fight. We'll not deny that we have fought for what we deemed was right, though we our fondest, dearest hopes aside forever lay. We cherish still with honest pride the wearing of the gray.
We cherish still with honest pride the wearing of the gray.
Our cause is lost, no more we fight against overwhelming power. All wearied are our limbs and drenched with many a battle shower. We fain would rest for want of strength, we yield them up the day, and lower the flag so proudly borne while wearing all the gray. Defeat is not dishonor, no, of honor not bereft. We thank our God that in our hearts this priceless boon was left, and though we weep 'tis for those braves who stood in proud array, beneath our flag and nobly died while wearing of the gray.
Beneath our flag and nobly died while wearing of the gray.
When in the ranks of war we stood and faced the deadly hail, our simple suits of gray composed our only coats of mail. And of those awful hours that marked the bloody battle day, in memory we'll still seem be wearing the wearing of the gray. Oh, should we reach that glorious place where waits a sparkling crown for everyone who for the right his soldier life laid down, God grant to us the privilege upon that happy day of clasping hands with those who fell while wearing of the gray.
Of clasping hands with those who fell while wearing of the gray.
Ending this show about the Civil War, I wanted something a bit more sober and bring it up to date a bit. I've chosen Holly Near, Foolish Notion, and then we'll have a marvelous instrumental tending tonight. Thanks for tuning in. If you have a comment about the station, about my show, send it to feedback at wjffradio.org.
Devotion when the greatest warriors are the ones that stand for peace. War toys are growing stronger, the problems stay the same. The young ones join the army while General What's His Name is feeling full of pride that the army will. Why? And does he ask himself why? Do we kill people who are killing people to show that killing people is wrong? What a foolish notion that war is called devotion when the greatest warrior. His name is feeling justified, but when will he be tried for never asking why? Do we kill people who are killing people to show that killing people is wrong? What a fool. War is called devotion. When the greatest warriors are the ones that stand for peace. Children are so tender, they will cross the earth if they think they're saving a friend. They get drawn.
I've thoroughly enjoyed doing this show of guitar music and songs of the Civil War, and I hope you liked it too. Work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one's watching.
Here with the working girl blues. But I wonder, will my hair be all turned gray? Before he turns that dollar loose and I get my due, and lose a little bit of these working girl blues. I said I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay while they get rich on the profits that I lose, and leaving me
at the door and straightens his tie, nervously fingers his ring. Never imagined that he'd be the guy with a briefcase of useless damn things. Still he takes off his hat and he conjures a smile, bravely extends a thin hand, saying, "Ma'am, I can see you're a woman of style, you're in luck, I'm a fuller brush man. I know just what you need, a mop or a broom," stands with his foot in the door. "A lifetime guarantee, you can clean every room, last longer than will your floor. A brush for your teeth, for your nails, for your head, and a special one just for your car."
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors, celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail, morgan-outdoors.com.
This week on CatsCast, a continuation of last week's conversation with Judy Van Putt and Nick Lyons, wading even deeper into the life and legacy of Ed Van Putt, Catskills angler, author, and presidential river guide.
He was told that the president wants to fish before dinner. He came in his waders, took his waders off, and immediately started shaking hands.
Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Radio Catskill.
Recently on Wait, Wait, Sally Field winced as she remembered her stint as the Flying Nun.
"I had this harness with wires coming out of the habit. I was on a 50-foot crane some of the times, and they would fly me into the side of a building."
I'm Peter Sagal. Stay grounded when you listen to this week's show with panelists Peter Gross, Joelle Nicole Johnson, and Tig Notaro. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Listen to Farm and Country, the window into rural life in the Catskills and Delaware River Valley. Hear from local farmers, learn about sustainable agriculture, and more. That's Farm and Country, coming up at 10 on Radio Catskill.
WJ.